When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray. I'm a national certified therapist, and today we're going to be talking about how to help an anxious person without being a jerk. You know what I mean, right? You might intend well, you don't know what to say, you don't really understand it, and maybe you say something and it comes across being a jerk. And so we're going to get right into that right after this. And welcome back to the Mental Health Today Show. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you trying something new. If you're listening to this, today I'm trying out something very new, brand new for me. And that is I'm doing a Facebook Live at the exact same time as I'm recording this audio. And here's what that means. It means that all the hours that I used to spend editing all the little details of a podcast and then uploading it. If you've ever done a podcast, you know what I mean. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to be able to not only record the podcast, but also to edit it. So this is the very first time, if you're listening to this, I am recording on Facebook Live. Now, if you're watching this on Facebook Live, this is the first time I'm recording live audio for my podcast. So I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone, if you will. if you don't know who I am, my name is John Cordray. I'm a national certified therapist. I've been doing a lot of things kind of behind the scenes lately. I'm recording videos for my YouTube. I've been doing live streaming, Facebook Live. I'm doing more interviews. I'm trying to acquire more people to come on my podcast. So I'm really looking forward to interviewing different people who are struggling. Either they're struggling with a mental health issue like anxiety, depression, or bipolar, whatever, or somebody who's a professional in that field. So my goal is everything that I do is to help people, give them a resource, give them some encouragement. And I know a lot of you have been listening to me on my podcast. And maybe it might be kind of fun to see what it looks like behind the scenes, if you will. Maybe you've heard my voice and you want to know what I look like. You can hop over to my Facebook page. You just type in at John P. Cordray on Facebook and you can find me. In fact, all of my social media channels, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all these other places. You can reach out to me on social at John P. Cordray. So my hope is that this is helpful for you. I'm hoping to get all of this. I'm doing it live, so you never know what's going to happen. I'm a little nervous about that. My goal is not to do as much editing. I just want to take this in a one step and then boom, upload it. And there we go. Now that means that I might have a few issues along the way, technical difficulties. You never know. But that's the beauty about live, isn't it? It's so fun. I actually have now the setup to where if I do this on a regular basis and I can set a different time, a specific time, and actually have a show, a schedule, I can actually do a call-in, a live call-in. So I have that ability now. And I think that's really, really cool. It adds an extra element to my show. And some of you may or may not know, I have now a video, a video series on Amazon Video. All you got to do is type in the Mental Health Today Show, and you should be able to watch it right on your TV, which is really cool. So I'm trying new things. I'm experimenting new things. And I just wanted to let you all know, maybe you've been following me on podcasts and you realize that I've taken a little break. It's not because I don't like podcasting. I love it. But I also own a private practice. And now I have an additional to my private practice. I'm helping out with St. Louis Clinical Trials. Reaching out to the community. Really cool stuff going on. It keeps me busy. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to keep this live so I don't spend a lot of time editing. It just takes a lot of time. Okay, enough of all that. Wanted to give you an update on what's been going on in my life. I hope you're doing well. And I want to be talking about today's topic is actually how to help an anxious person without being a jerk. You know what I mean, right? I'm not saying you're being a jerk on purpose, but sometimes you might have a friend or a spouse or coworker or somebody that you know that, or maybe a child that struggles with anxiety, or maybe they struggle with depression, and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say, and you know you feel like you got to say something. And so you try to do your best and you say it thinking that you're going to encourage somebody. But what happens, it's more of a discouragement than anything because you don't know what to say. So here are some things that I have heard when people come to see me in my office and they're sitting in a chair and we're talking and maybe they're coming in for anxiety. And so I'm talking with them about their anxiety. And they said, you know, some of the hardest things for them is when they maybe they go to church or they go home to their parents or maybe it's their child or maybe it's a spouse and they want to help, but they say the wrong things. Like, see if you've heard this before. Well, just snap out of it, right? Just snap it. Just try to think about something else as if that is something you've never thought of before, right? Of course you've thought about that, but it's your anxiety. They don't understand what you're going through, and so they want to help, but they end up sounding like, or at least it's coming across as, man, you're a jerk. Don't you think I've already thought of that? Now, obviously, you want to try to work on positive thinking, right? So if you've listened to any of my podcast or watch any of my live streams or any of my videos, you'll know that I encourage you to do that if you struggle with anxiety. But it's not that easy. And it's not something that you've already thought of, right? You know, if I could just do this, I would. If I could just flip the switch, I would. If I could just think about something else and instantly goes away, I would do that. Right? And so you're struggling and all of a sudden someone that you care about, they say something and maybe they put their foot in their mouth and it makes it kind of awkward for you. And then not only are you struggling with anxiety, you're struggling with, now what do I say back? So I have this anxiety and let's say the anxiety is keeping you from going to school, keeping you from going to work, and maybe you're at home and a loved one or someone that cares about you means well, and they tell you, well, this is what helps me. Well, great. It's great that it's helping you, but it's not necessarily going to help me because you don't struggle with anxiety like I do. And so you're thinking about, what do I say back to the person who means well? And that in and of itself causes more anxiety, right? It does. Because you don't want them to feel like you think they're a jerk. No, don't get me wrong. They're not trying to be a jerk. But sometimes people will say things that seem kind of jerky. Jerkish. Is that a word? Well, for today's purposes, yes, that's a word. People are jerkish sometimes. They say jerkish things, and you know exactly what I mean. And maybe you're listening to this or watching this on Facebook Live, and you're thinking, well, wow, I'm that person. I want to help somebody. My spouse or my child or my friend, they struggle with anxiety, and I really have put my foot in my mouth so many times, I'm just not going to say anything. And the problem with that is, sometimes saying nothing speaks a lot. And what happens is when someone who's already struggling with anxiety, they already have what I call an imaginary audience. The audience that's not really there, but they think they are, and they think that people watch them and they're looking at them, they're judging them and waiting for them to mess up. And so when you don't say anything and it's silence, it makes them feel like you don't care, or you don't really want to understand what you're going through. And so a lot of times when people who mean well, they mean well, but they don't say anything. Maybe they said something at first and they put their foot in their mouth and then they think to themselves, well, I'll just say nothing and I won't call. I won't pursue this person because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth again. And that's kind of the opposite, right? So when you don't say anything, it hurts and it compounds the anxiety of the person that's struggling because here they need the support and yet they don't need you telling them what they should do. Here's what they need. And if you're struggling, this is what you need. This is what I hear from a lot of people. They don't need, or maybe you don't need, somebody to speak truth to you necessarily. But you need somebody to tell you it's okay and that you're not going anywhere. And their anxiety, you may not understand their anxiety or what they're going through, but you care about them. And then they want you to ask them, what can I say? What can be helpful for you? And I think so many people have good intentions and they want to do the right thing. They just don't know how. And so if you have a friend and maybe your friend doesn't really struggle with the same things that you struggle with, and maybe they don't struggle with anxiety, part of what you need to do and part of what you need to try to just try, take the risk and tell that person, hey, I appreciate you wanting to be there for me. Here's what I need from you. And maybe it's just simply, all I need from you is just to sit down right next to me and let's just talk about other things. Don't try to get me to think differently. Don't try to take away my anxiety. Just talk to me like a human being. And that can help. I'm seeing some people right now, if you're listening to this, there's on Facebook Live. And there's Tanoki. Hi, Tanoki. And Margie. Hi, Margie. You're welcome. Thank you for commenting and giving me a thumbs up on Facebook Live. That's pretty cool. A lot of fun. And so I think you know what I'm talking about here. It's the fact that you don't want to have what you're struggling with. You don't want to have anxiety. You don't want to wake up in the morning with this intense anxiety and feeling nauseous. And you have to go to school or you have to go to work and you have to. If I don't, you know that feeling, right? Or you don't want to have this anxiety right before bed. And maybe the anxiety keeps you up at night and you can't get to sleep and it causes you to have night terrors or it just makes you feel so alone. And then you start getting anxious at nighttime because you know you're going to have insomnia. You know you're not going to get a good night's rest. And it's scary because you're all alone. You don't want that. And yet it's so hard to explain that to somebody else. It's hard to tell somebody who does not have anxiety what anxiety feels like. And yet that is the very thing that you need to try to do. And if you're a pastor or if you're a leader or a boss of some sort and you're listening to this, I will guarantee you, I'm a licensed therapist. I own a private practice. I help people. I've been doing this for years. I will guarantee you that there are people that work for you that are in your congregations every Sunday morning who are at work every day. I'll guarantee you that you have many people who are struggling with anxiety or depression.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
And so what do? You might have someone that you're thinking of right now that maybe calls in sick. Or maybe you're a teacher and you think, well, maybe that student. Maybe the reason why they're not coming into school is because they have anxiety or they have depression. What do I do? And if that's you, okay, here's my encouragement for you. Go learn about it. Go to that person maybe you're thinking of and just talk and just say, hey, I'm hearing that maybe you have some anxiety or maybe you have some depression. Can we just talk about it? You don't have to have a solution. You don't have to have the answer as a boss or as a pastor or a leader. But what will speak volumes is if you will at least show your interest in trying to understand where they're coming from. Instead of saying, just snap out of it, just do this, this, and this, and you'll be okay. Don't offer that type of encouragement. If you've never had anxiety before, if you don't know what that's like, then you should not give advice on what someone else who has anxiety has. But if you're somebody who struggles with anxiety yourself, you are the professional. Unfortunately, you're a professional at having anxiety. But here's what that can do. You can help somebody else who's struggling with anxiety as well. And that's one of the things that I'm loving about live streaming. I've been doing Periscope and Facebook Live, is that people who watch me and who are part of that community. I also have a Facebook group specifically for people who are struggling with anxiety and depression. And one of the things that I think is so powerful about that is not necessarily me. It's the people who watch who are struggling themselves, who help other people who are struggling. They get it. And all of a sudden, you're realizing you're not alone. And believe me, you're not alone. You might feel like you're all alone if you struggle with anxiety. You might feel like nobody in your family, nobody at school, none of your friends have it, and I'm all alone. But I'll guarantee you, there's no way you're alone. You just don't realize it. In the U.S. alone, now I realize a lot of you are not from the U.S., but I'm from the U.S. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. And in the U.S. alone, the statistics show that over 40 million people have an anxiety disorder. Those are the ones that are reported. Those are adults 18 and older. Now, I would believe a lot more than that, probably millions more that are not reported, that people have anxiety, they just don't know it. They're not going to a therapist. They're not getting help for it. They just grin and bear it, and they go to work. They go to school. They go wherever they need to go, but it's intense struggle. They don't realize that they have anxiety. And so you need to get help. I want to encourage you. One, you're not alone. Two, you need to educate people who may not understand. Three, if you struggle, please get help. There's got to be someone near you that you can go and reach out. It doesn't have to be a therapist per se. Depends how serious it is, but at least somebody that you care about. And you go and say, hey, I'm really struggling and I need your support. What I don't need is you telling me what I should or shouldn't do. I just need you. I just need your support. I need your encouragement. I need you to be with me regardless. No matter what happens, tell me that you're going to be with me. And so there's a responsibility for both people here. There's a responsibility for the person who struggles with anxiety to share, to open up, to take a risk in getting help, to take a risk at telling people around them that they struggle with anxiety, but also tell other people what you need or what you don't need from them. But the other person, the caregiver, the person that's not struggling, who wants to help, who doesn't want to be a jerk, you have a responsibility to learn all you can. Do not offer a quick solution. That is not helpful. But do offer your support. Do offer wanting to learn about it. So you can go to that person who's struggling with anxiety and say, you know what, I've never really struggled with anxiety per se myself. Can you just tell me what it's like? That would be huge. And then when you learn about it, it's like, wow, I didn't know. I want to be that person that's your anchor. So if you're listening to this and you're struggling and you don't have that one person who's your anchor, you need one. You need an anchor. Well, we all do, don't we? We all do. Margie, yeah, Margie on Facebook says, are you on Periscope? I am, Margie. I am on Periscope at John P. Cordray, so you can find me on Periscope. I plan to be on Periscope hopefully tomorrow, depending on my schedule. I have to, my podcast and everything that I do, I have to kind of schedule around my clients. I don't get paid to do this. I do it free. So I want to offer this to you, but I also, I can't neglect, my role as a therapist in my private practice and provide for my family. So, answer your question, long-winded answer. Yes, I'm on Periscope. So I want to be a resource to you all. And if you're in the St. Louis area, you can contact me and come see me in my office. I'd be glad to see you. But we all need anchors. You and I need anchors. And I don't know what you're going through specifically, and I get feedback from people from all over the world, and I love it. And they tell me that they listened to my podcast, or they watched a Periscope, or they've somehow found me through, maybe it's a video on YouTube, and they reach out to me, and they tell me their story of what they're going through, and maybe something that I said resonated with them. And that is payment right there. That's amazing to me that right now I'm just speaking into a microphone. I never know who's watching or listening, but I know you're out there. And so if you are that one person, maybe this is the very first time you've found me and you're listening to me on a podcast or maybe on Facebook, and you are interested in maybe what I'm saying, and maybe you don't have anxiety yourself, but if you have a diagnosis, or maybe you're just interested in the mental health field, I would encourage you to follow me. And whatever platform you prefer, hopefully I'm there, for one, find me. If you're listening to this on podcasts, I'm everywhere, just about everywhere a podcast can be: SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. There might be a few that I'm not. If there's something, a place where I'm not and you would prefer me to, let me know so I can get that information there. But I want to be a resource. I want to be a help. I want to be an encouragement to you. And I know a lot of people prefer listening as a podcast, but then there's an awful lot of people who would rather just watch the video. And now the one thing I'm not real good at, I'm freely admit it, I'm not real good at writing. My wife is. She's a writer. I'm not. but I'm working on it. Oh, yeah. Rethia is asking about my book. I am slowly writing a book. I always told you I'm not a writer, but here I am trying to write a book. I'm working on a book, and this book... it's really contingent on whether or not how many stories I get. So I want to put the focus on people who are actually struggling. I want them to share their real story, and then I will address their concern from a therapist point of view. So it is a book, but it's not a typical book. It's not here's a professional writing about a subject. It's not really about that. It's integrating, interweaving stories, and then I'll follow up with each story from a perspective of a therapist. I think that could be helpful. But also it means it takes longer because other people have to write their story as well. So I am working on that. Well, thank you guys so much. If there's something that I have not addressed, today was finally, I got everything set up. I've got now what I need to do to be able to do Facebook Live and record audio live. I'm really, really excited. I'm hoping to find different sponsors who would be a good fit for my podcast to be able to help me kind of pay for equipment and all that, right? So like I said before, it takes a lot of time. Now I'm trying to do it live, so it's going to help me with time. But I still will, hopefully I can get sponsors and it could continue. I will love to have more interviews. I'm coming up tomorrow. I know you're listening to this. It'd be a little bit different timing-wise, but Facebook Live, I'm going to be interviewing a fireman, captain, tomorrow afternoon. Now, it's not going to be on Facebook Live because he wasn't real familiar with doing Facebook Live, but I will record it audio. So if you are listening to this, it will be the next episode after this on your podcast feed. So I'm really looking forward to it. His name is Carl. Carl is a fireman. He's actually a captain, and he's going to tell his story, really tragic story, of how he was diagnosed with PTSD. And I'm really looking forward to that. And if you have different topics that you would like me to address, feel free to reach out to me, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. However, whatever your favorite social media is to reach out to me, great. You can always go to my website at johncordray.com. Pretty easy, johncordray.com. And you just go all the way down to the bottom or just hit the contact and it'll take you to where you can submit your message. And I'll get back with you as soon as I can. Well, thank you guys. Thank you so much. I hope this helps a little bit about how to help an anxious person without being a jerk. How do you like that as a title? This is the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray. Thank you so much. As always, I want to be a help and your chief encouragement officer, your CEO. You guys are great. I always appreciate you. Thank you so much. And let me get this going here. Don't forget. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you next time. Okay, thank you so much, and take care.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.